Today we're talking about time, and we all think that we're living in an actual thing called time. We believe it very much. Except that we have so many different experiences of time. Like, some of us feel like time is just crawling along, and others feel like, oh my gosh, the time, where'd it go? I have no idea. Have you noticed lately it's getting dark early and you want to put your pajamas on? You go, oh my God, it's only 6. It's not time to go to bed yet. So I stay up to about 8 now, adjusting to it. But we're this weekend we're going into daylight savings time, okay? Oh, moving out of it. Don't ever trust me. When it comes to time, I keep saying it doesn't exist, therefore I know nothing about it. So what I'm about to say going forward, just take it with a grain of salt. Feel free to correct me at any time. But if you are in something you don't like, a painful situation, or literally physically painful situation, it does seem like it takes forever. Like if they're giving you stitches in your finger, this will only take a minute. Oh my God, it's the longest minute of my life. Okay? But other times it feels like it just flies by. So two people could be sitting in the exact same space. And for the person giving you stitches, it seems like it flies by. But for you experiencing the stitches, it feels like it's taking forever. But you're in the same time. So how could that be? So that shows you how it's not an actual real thing. And we have so many words that we use for time, like daylight savings time, time warp, flex time. So we're talking about manipulating time all the time. We are manipulating it. And there's so many other words that we can use, time-saving devices. So you can save it, okay, as if you can put it over here somewhere. Which you can't. So when we are thinking about time, it's best for us to kind of look at ourselves and say, I am here in the physical for a certain period of time. I don't know what it is. But I get to choose what I'm going to do in this thing that we call time. It's my time, this experience right here. It's mine, as long as I give myself permission to let it be mine and use it as if it's truly something I can spend here. So taking your time means actually stepping up and taking what is yours in this experience. How am I gonna be here? What am I going to do with it? Some of the quotes today, the last one deals with that. It says, there's only one you for all time. Fearlessly be yourself during that time. But we don't usually come into this world fearlessly being ourselves. It would be very hard to be that individual. Instead, we learn to fearlessly be ourselves. We learn to allow ourselves to look like a fool in front of other people, possibly, to make mistakes, to go for it, to have something not work, to have something work. We fearlessly figure out for ourselves and kind of leave everybody else's judgment about how that's going as we mature to them. We let them stand on the sidelines and decide if we're successful or not, but we don't take it into ourselves as we move along and evolve spiritually. Some things can become roadblocks for us, though. When something comes up in our life and we fearlessly want to be ourselves, life happens with a lot of other souls having the experience also. And sometimes that can be very hard or can be very joyful. So some of the quotes here, like, time heals grief and quarrels, for we change and are no longer the same persons. Because people will say to you, time will heal it. Just give it time. But what they're really saying is time doesn't heal anything. Not really. At all. It can't. Time doesn't exist, therefore it can't heal anything. Okay? But you evolving, you living in a different story, changes the perspective of what you have experienced, and therefore you have a healing because the story has changed. So as we move through life, as we evolve, we start to recognize that there's more here than meets the eye, and that we are spiritual. And we're not on temporal time, we're on eternal time. And when we can remember that, everything that happens here begins to change. When we understand that not only are we eternal, so is everybody else here eternal. We have Halloween coming up, this thing we call Halloween, right? Some people love it, right? Do you love it? Oh, come on, admit some of you do. You're like crazy about it, aren't you? I'm not one of those people, but you like the candy. I love the candy, and that's why I don't do Halloween. Because I have a tendency to turn the lights off, stay home, and eat the candy. You do too. You know it. Come on. Okay, that's enough, kids. Lights off. It's over. Now I'm going with the bull. Okay. But Halloween's a great example of a way of trying to remember our eternal self. When we think about those little individuals that come up to our doorstep, and they have costumes and masks on. But you know that's not who they really are, right? I hope you know that. No matter how good they're becoming, how realistic they've become, you know that's not who they are. You know they are somebody completely different under that mask. And that is true of us all the time. We wear a mask. We wear a physical costume all the time. But if we can just remember that under our costume, if we could just look in the mirror right into the eyes of that one looking back at us, we can, if we pause, if we move into the present moment, which is real, we can see something there. And we can tell when we're out of touch with it too. When you look in the mirror and you look into those eyes and they're flat, you can tell that you've stepped away from who and what you really are. I remember overhearing a conversation, these two women talking a long time ago at Bread Company, and the one woman said, I had to call in sick yesterday. And she said, oh, you did? What, were you not feeling good? She goes, I looked in the mirror, and I had no soul. And she knew it was not safe for her to go anywhere in that state, and she stayed home and found herself again. But a lot of times we are moving around ourselves or around others where we've lost contact with what's behind the mask. It hasn't really gone anywhere. She still had a soul, but she didn't have an awareness of it. And when you don't have an awareness of it, it feels very victim-y, very fearful. As if anything could just happen to you and you would not be okay. And so you want to like crawl under the covers and get back in touch with that again. Can you relate to this kind of? When you've had those moments of feeling like you're just out here alone on your own with your costume. Okay? So if we can remember ourselves that beyond this physical self is the eternal self, and we start to live in eternal time, then we understand that whatever happens here is a temporary situation. And we remember that's true for everybody else. It answers that question which somebody asked very wisely the other day. You know, I get the stuff, I understand this thing, but, you know, what about small children? Or what about people that come in with this or that situation or a bad family dynamic? What about them? And I just said, remember, we are souls who chose to come in here, and we have a purpose. We know what we are to do, but we forget when we get here. And that setup is the perfect setup for our life work. And it continues on. And if you start connecting the dots, you start to see that you seem to have more in one area than other people. And the thing is not to run away from it, but to stand there and say, what do I do with you? What am I? How do I change up the world and make it more loving with what has happened in my life? I signed up for this, to bring more light and love into this area. And then what happens is we move from feeling as if we're a victim to the empowered one that we really are, and we find our purpose and we do our work. Does that make sense? But the other way, it's like, why is this happening? So all of us, in the time that we have here, always have the opportunity to move from feeling as if we're a victim and living in that story to empowerment. And I see it, and we see it. And I was talking to somebody in class, several people were saying this in class, that as they move along on their journey, the things that they thought would make them happy don't make them happy, and they find that they really don't need anything. They need so little to be happy. And as a matter of fact, it's the little things that make them happy. Nothing changed about the material world, but what did change was their perspective of who they were. That's all that changed. But that's powerful. We can manipulate our time here with our stories. One time, I was overwhelmed before I ever got into this, and I had a big special event coming up in Atlanta. Tons of people and props and money and bands being thrown at the whole thing. And I taught design at the same time. And I had my own design clients. And I was overwhelmed. And I thought, how can I afford to go out of town, get this done? Everything was whirling around in my head. And my spiritual mentor, my teacher, Phyllis, who's right over there, Phyllis DeCristo, said an affirmation. She sat down with me and she said, you have all the time you need, and everything will flow effortlessly and smoothly for you. And I took that in, and that's exactly what happened. I went from fear to power. I claimed that for myself, and that's what happened. Most of the time we walk around, I just don't have time. I don't have enough time. There's not enough time. I don't have time to exercise. But our body says, make time. You are mind, body, and spirit. Make time. Move me. And when we ignore that and we become so wrapped up in the body, the spirit says, I'm showing up in your physical too, because it's all one. When we live in fear, it shows up in our body. When we live in anger, it shows up in our body. We feel spirit talking to us in our body. When do we feel it? In every present moment. Because that's the only time. And then we tell ourselves that, well, this is going to take a really long time to get over this. And it does. Or, well, I'll never get over this. Never is a really, really long time. And we don't. Or we say, every day I'm getting stronger. And one day I turn around and I don't even remember it. It's like, oh, when did that go away? That's weird. I'm moving again. Because we have the power to do that. And the reason we have the power to do that is because our beginning isn't in this world. Our beginning is spirit expressing here. Individual expressions of that one come in with all the inheritances of that, unless we want to believe we inherit every physical thing that runs through this experience. Then we start saying, I am just a sitting duck to inherit what all my family has had. And then we become sitting ducks. But the interesting thing is, We can't change our past experiences, what have already happened, but we can change in this powerful present moment, right now, with a thought of what is going to happen next. We have the power to change the end of the story. We have the power to change the story and get on a different train that takes us to a different destination. Every individual in this room has that power to affirm for themselves what they want right now. Not saying I'm going to regret and change what happened, but what do I do with this as a soul, as spirit, as an eternal one, as one who came to bring more love and light? What do I do with this? And you do it. You make a mental adjustment and you move forward. Thank you.